Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The country's 22 Democratic state attorneys general have launched a record number of legal challenges against the Trump administration. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is among them, filing dozens of legal actions against the White House in support of immigrants, environmental protection, and consumer rights, among other issues. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks tells us, Healey's actions put her in the middle of a national debate about the potential politicizing of state AG's offices.
Ladies and gentlemen, students and adults, Attorney General Maura Healey.
1 month after President Trump's election, more than 500 people packed into an auditorium in Arlington. Most of the people from this very blue town in this very blue state were shocked, even scared. So it fell to the state's Democratic Attorney General to conduct what felt like a community-wide therapy session. Maura Healey told the crowd that she'd do whatever she could to block the newly elected president's efforts to roll back progress on civil rights, on health care, environmental protection, or immigrant rights.
And I want you to know that we may do it through litigation, we may do it through our own rulemaking, we may do it through enforcement of our own. So I want you to know that.
Since that night a year and a half ago, Healey has made good on that promise or threat. Her office has filed suit or signed on to legal challenges against the Trump administration 26 times, making her one of the busiest anti-Trump AGs in the country.
What this has been about is standing up for the rule of law, taking on actions that are illegal, unconstitutional, and it doesn't really matter if it's a corporation doing that or if it's, as we've seen, the president of the United States. Nobody's above the law.
Among the actions, challenging Trump's travel ban and his effort to rescind DACA, which protects young immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally. Healey has sued to protect part of the Affordable Care Act. She sued the Department of Education 3 times for failing to protect student lenders from fraud. And she sued or joined other lawsuits against EPA Chief Scott Pruitt 9 times for halting, delaying, or rolling back environmental regulations. And the legal battles go on.
We have the federal government fighting us right now in courts here in Massachusetts, challenging our authority to enforce even state laws.
There she's referring to Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who is challenging efforts by several states to rein in student loan debt collectors. Healey sued a Pennsylvania loan company, alleging it overcharged Massachusetts students. The Trump administration says the suit usurps federal authority and tried to get the case dismissed.
It's actually remarkable that the Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education, actually came into Massachusetts courts, challenged our authority to enforce state consumer protection law on behalf of students who were victimized by predatory lending practices.
A Massachusetts judge allowed Healey's case to go forward. But the Trump administration's argument that Healey is overstepping her authority is one on which her political opponents hope to capitalize. Among them, Cape Cod attorney Dan Shores, one of 2 Republicans running against Healey. Shores says she's spending too much time suing Trump.
For the most part, these are politically motivated lawsuits, lawsuits that don't directly affect people here in Massachusetts to the degree that they should.
Shores accuses Healey of misplaced priorities, of failing to focus her efforts closer to home.
And so for every lawsuit that the sitting attorney general files against the Trump administration, that's one more drug dealer that goes free or one more public official who commits an act of corruption or one more senior who's defrauded.
Healey is among 22 Democratic attorneys general. As a group, these AGs have been extraordinarily busy opposing the Trump administration. Politico recently branded them the shock troops of the Democratic resistance. In 2017 alone, they sued the administration 35 times. Contrast that to Republican AGs who sued the Obama administration 46 times, but over 8 years.
Well, it is an extraordinarily high number that we have seen from my Democratic colleagues suing this administration.
This is Leslie Rutledge, the Attorney General of Arkansas and the chair of the Republican Attorneys General Association. She argues that Republican AGs limited their challenges to the Obama administration over issues of law. For example, whether he had the right to impose environmental rules through executive order. Rutledge says Democratic AGs, like Maura Healey, are using their authority differently.
their actions are based more on politics than on defending states' rights and the rule of law. And that's why we're seeing the copious amounts of lawsuits being filed against this administration.
Republicans are masters at this, in turning what they did with no shame at all, and then turning around and criticizing Democrats for doing the very same thing.
Scott Harshbarger is a Democrat who served as Attorney General in Massachusetts during the 1990s. He says, despite the hypocrisy of that Republican criticism, he regrets what he calls the politicization of AG offices across the country. And he says it didn't used to be this way. When he was in office, he and his fellow Democrats worked with Republican AGs on the historic tobacco settlement, in which major cigarette companies paid back billions of dollars in Medicaid costs. And he says the AGs rarely pursued overtly political agendas. Still, Harshbarger believes Maura Healey is correct to challenge Trump because he says so many of the president's policies threaten the interests of Massachusetts. But he says Healey needs to walk a fine line.
You have to be sure that you don't forget you're from this state. And if there are issues in Massachusetts, whether it's state police or other kinds of issues that you, for whatever reason, aren't tackling, it may well be viewed as more political than substantive attack on the policies that affect the people of the Commonwealth.
Harshbarger says that could undermine the credibility of the AG's office. For her part, Maura Healey says suing the Trump administration may get the headlines, but it's only part of what keeps her office busy. She's also focused on ratepayer rights, gun safety, and the opioid crisis, among other challenges.
With respect to the work around the Trump administration, I would really like to see a day where we didn't have to sue the federal government.
But as long as Trump remains president and Healey remains attorney general, that seems unlikely. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.